This is our continuing coverage in the trial of Shanda Vander Ark, a twisted story of a mother who depraved her own child of food until the point of death, even employing her oldest son in this torturous charade. We now take you to the courtroom for our continuing coverage.
You may be seated.
All right, back in the record, 23110 FC, People's State of Michigan versus Shanda Vander Ark. Record to reflect the jury is in the jury room, secure. Anything before the record before we bring the jury out, Mr. Roberts?
No, Judge.
Mr. Johnson?
No, sir. Thank you, Your
Honor. All right, please rise. All right, you may be seated. Mr. Roberts, you can go ahead and recall your witnesses.
Thank you.
Please have a seat. Both reminded you're still under oath.
Yes, sir.
Grab a seat. Go ahead, Mr. Roberts.
Thank you. Lieutenant and Detective Baum, I believe we left off on June 13th. A series of text messages that ended on June 13th. So if you would like to continue with the next portion.
June 19th, 5:23 p.m. Should he be laying down?
Yeah, it's fine today, I told him. You can do his bread with hot sauce at any time, though preferably sooner than later. Put more hot sauce than you did yesterday, please. And he has to eat at least three slices with hot sauce, but may have more, as long as they all have plenty of hot sauce on them.
There's a break there.
June 21 at 8:03 p.m.
Headed home now.
KK.
How is everything? Did you make him eat his bread with hot sauce?
I was just about to get up to get it. How many?
Four with hot sauce that he has to eat, and he has allowed another four without house sauce, but he has to do the hot sauce when first, and then set a timer for 30 minutes before he can eat the others. I found enough in change to get G some chicken nuggets and French fries from Burger King. It's like $3 total, so we will be home as soon as I do that.
Another break there.
Next thread is June 27 at 5:28 a.m.
TUI and sorry. Please don't damage the door kicking it. Trying to help you, but he has laid over now. He has moved around, so he got the cuffs in front of him instead of behind him. I put the cuffs back behind him. I will have to deal with less than 2 hours of sleep today, but not letting him get away with this BS.
Another break.
Next one is June 27 at 7:33 a.m.
Okay, he did well enough while I was driving to work to be able to put some clothes on. However, if he misbehaves bunch, you can take the clothes away. One other thing, do not let GCU get upset with Timothy, please. And remember, Timothy's camera is recording, so if he manages to fall asleep because of you not catching something, that's not going to end well for either one of you. Love you. Sorry he's being so difficult.
Break there.
Next one starts June 27, 12:37 p.m.
You watching him close?
Yes.
Hey, good time for his other cold bath from you.
Another break there.
Start up again June 27 at 10:51 p.m.
Don't worry about responding, please. I am about to call it a night. Timothy is sitting in his room without his hands on his head, but he is sitting there and he doesn't get to sleep. Please give him another cold bath when you get home and make him sit in there for at least 30 minutes. Hopefully with him getting to sit there and not have his hands on his head, he will cooperate better. I will have the camera on overnight as well. I will leave the keys on the back of the couch so you can get him out of his room after you turn off the alarm. And then he can just put his clothes back on and just sit there after his bath. Hopefully you get to sleep more that way. Hopefully both of us do.
KK, if not, you'll have to hold me back from strangling a child. Next one starts June 29, 7:13 a.m.
Just so you know, if he doesn't behave today, I had told him that I am basically turning him over to you from the time you get home today until at least Saturday morning. If he behaves, I will have you let him lay down for a couple of hours today, and then he already had earned having to stay up tonight as well. But if he doesn't behave, he will stay up tonight, tomorrow, and Friday night, and I told him I would let you deal with him if he doesn't behave and stay up like he's supposed to. Hope that's okay. It sure seems to motivate him.
Okay.
He just laid down again.
Okay.
Please go get him up. Feel free to dump some cold water on him. And even if he sits up right before you get there, or as you get there, I honestly don't care if you get a little rough with him. Are you going to get him? Please go ahead and turn the AC on. You will be warming up with your blankets, and that will make sure he doesn't stay too warm.
Okay.
I told Timothy he could rinse his eyes out once you got up. His eyes have been bothering him since last night a little bit. I just sent him to go do that. Please make sure you get G down to his room before you leave. And for the love of all that is good and holy, please close the laundry door. Please close the laundry room door. Is the AC turned on?
Break there. Resumes on June 29, 8:25 p.m.
Trust me, I know he's thin. That being said, he told me a week and a half ago that he wanted to be thin to make me feel bad for punishing him. And you don't get to grump at him for that, though. I already lit into him plenty for it.
Of course he did.
Yeah, so while I want to fix it, he will get most of his calories from plain bread and rice for now, for pulling that. He will get plenty of calories, but not get to enjoy them that way, you know?
KK.
So yeah, we'll tell you more about what he can eat later.
I hate to be insensitive, but can you come out here and deal with Timothy? He tried to steal some chips, and I'm not going to deal with him right now.
ASAP.
Start again June 30, 12:25 p.m.
Once he fixes the camera, we'll leave y'all alone to get stuff done.
And he's already pushing every one of my buttons.
What is he doing?
The whole shaking and I need support crap, and I'm ready to slam him into the ground. He also wet the bed and is covered in urine. Would you say a 5-minute shower with the curtain open so I can watch?
Well, first you're not gonna slam them anywhere. And you can write him a cold bath and he needs to wash up, and then he'll need to find clean clothes that don't fall off of him. And then G needs a bath as well anyway. And he will need to wash his sheets and he will need to wash the tarp. So you need to fold the tarp up to make sure nothing comes on the carpet, and probably take it out back where he could take one of the green and yellow sponges that aren't as nice and some awesome cleaner and scrub the tarp. Sure, 5-minute shower where he can scrub and you can watch his fine as well, but it has to be a cold shower. You can tell him he gets it cold because he should not be wetting the bed. And please check the carpet and see if he needs to clean that too. There is some different awesome cleaner for carpet that he can use if he needs to. He will need to use a different green and yellow sponge for that. I do not want him using my nice sponges for either of those.
Okay.
Make sure he gets the sheet and his clothes and any other dirty clothes into the laundry and washed ASAP, please.
Okay, now the camera is getting on my nerves. It won't stay where I put it.
Just get him in the shower first, and then we will worry about the camera right after that. If you need another box for the camera, fine. Just want it working soon if possible. And probably a good idea to get Timothy some bread. He can wait on rice till after G's ball game.
And then a break.
We resume at June 30 at 2:52 p.m.
Did you move the pizza out of Timothy's reach before he start working in the kitchen and you aren't watching him. And you're on a device, it looks like.
I did my part. He's just being annoying, and I check on him every minute.
Lovely. I made the mistake of leaving the speaker on for the camera. Why are you screaming? He sure seems to have recovered quickly.
Right.
The fake shaking is about to drive me insane, though.
Yep.
Wow, he moved way quicker all of a sudden. I have repeatedly asked him that was what I thought it was, and he denied it over and over again. Tell him I now know for sure he lied to me repeatedly about what that was on the floor of his room. He needs to put what he collected in the trash in the garbage. He can stand there like this for a long time but not walk normally. He doesn't shake at all for a while standing there, and then apparently remembers he thinks he should be shaking and starts doing it.
Break.
Resume on July the 1st at 12:33 p.m.
Has Timothy stopped the fake stumbling yet? It might be best if you give him like 4 pieces of bread to eat before he starts work. Just make sure he stands up while he eats them, please. That way he has no excuses.
No, and I literally yelled into the speaker for 5 minutes to get him to wake up. Then I had to go drag his butt out bed, which is harder than it sounds because it reeks of urine down there.
Okay, well, his small room and probably the rest of the downstairs after he cleans it up need to be steam cleaned. Get the big steam cleaner that is somewhere in the garage. You'll probably saw it when you cleaned it up. And get that whole area down there steam cleaned, please.
Okay. Resume July 1st at 4:03 p.m. I'm ready to kill Timothy.
You know what time I get off. What's wrong now?
I'm not gonna, but he left his peed and pooped in under thing in the freaking bathroom and I stepped in it.
The camera in his room needs picked up, please. Ugh. Lots of hot sauce on bread for that.
I cleaned my foot, but I'm already at my limit.
He shouldn't be doing anything in those, much less both. Grr. Where is he currently?
On the wall downstairs.
Has anything been accomplished?
He cleaned the kitchen, if that's what you mean.
All of it or just the dishes? And will I approve if it's clean or...
I had him clean the counters and do the dishes.
Okay, that's not an answer, but anyway, gotta work. We'll see if I'm pleased when I get home or not. Is he finally walking normally? He can have bread with hot sauce on it. Does need bread, though.
I already given 4 pieces of bread earlier. I know he's not walking fine. He's still doing a whole wonky walk.
Do 4 more pieces of bread with hot sauce on them, please. Do me a favor and go ahead and fix him a cup of rice. Instead of using water, use mostly chicken broth. There is some broth in the fridge. Try to get all the way up to the cup with broth, and then if you need a little bit more than a cup of liquid, just be safe, use water. But don't tell him he did that. It's a few extra calories.
Okay.
Break.
Resume July 2, 2:32 p.m. What do I do if he doesn't finish within the assigned time?
Hot sauce.
So apparently this hot sauce isn't just Carolina Reaper. It's also Trinidad Scorpion Chili Pepper.
Yep.
And a break.
Start over July 2 at 3:07 p.m.
Groceries are here. Don't leave Timothy, you unattended, but don't want anyone seeing him either. He's walking slightly better.
Start back up July 5 at 7:17 a.m.
Forgot to tell you this before I left. Timothy was doing his fake stumbling and falling last night, of course, so I decided to prove once again how fake it is. I asked him if he would stop doing that if he can eat a whole pizza by himself, and he said yes, of course. And then I told him how obvious it was that it was fake, and he had just proven that yet again. And of course, he just looked down and didn't respond. When are you going to the bike shop? And please let Timothy go to the bathroom and then put him back in his room with the alarm on when you go. G can be in his own room.
Start back up July 5 at 12:05 p.m.
Make sure you get Timothy some bread and water.
KK.
If you want him to sit in his room with his hands on his head, that's fine, but Timothy does not get to lay around all day. Have you fed him yet?
Not yet. I was literally about to.
Okay, TY. G is hovering right outside Timothy's store, which might cost Timothy to take even longer because he will claim he was blocked from getting out. Timothy's door, Siri. Just so you know, Timothy hasn't budged. What is his problem?
Ugh.
Sorry. Please make sure you lock both front and back doors when you leave.
KK. Sorry, I'm just really, really done with this crap.
I understand. I am well past on with it as well. I know this is a big favor to ask. Please make sure you go down there regularly to make sure he is not asleep before you leave. Maybe we should leave the light on. That way it will be harder for him to fall asleep. I really, really, really do not want you to lose hours at work, but I am about to have you call in, at least until I can get home. I don't trust what he's going to try and pull today. I can't believe he keeps getting worse and worse with his stupidity. Now he's refusing to answer me, so go through some cold water on him as well.
Okay.
Please do the water now. He is being beyond stupid.
Okay.
I really don't want G seeing him like that with no clothes on. ? You are not reading my messages. Please go back and read them and then go turn the light back on.
Oh, sorry.
Please make sure you go back and read all of my messages that I wrote just a couple minutes ago because they are important. I'm sorry, I'm trying. I can't work like this when he's doing this. And there's no telling what he'll do when you leave, and I don't want to risk G seeing him like that with no clothing on. Why is he doing this to me? Am I not going through enough already? Feel free to go dump more cold water on him. He moved over where he's not laying in what you dumped on him earlier. Go dump more cold water, Siri.
I know you're trying, Mama, but he's just too selfish. He's either going to make me lose my job or just royally tick me off.
I won't allow him to make you lose your job, but I don't know what to do today. Go dump some more cold water on him.
Okay.
The camera that was originally in Timothy's small room that is now on my desk downstairs, I believe. Could you possibly set that up in my bedroom before you go? If so, I will have G stay upstairs. Maybe that will help a little.
KK.
Please hurry with the water dumping on him, though. He thinks he's getting away with something.
I know. I'm crushing the ice.
Thank you. Do you think any part of this is real? He's had more of a break in the last couple of days than he did before that. He can't be more tired than he was.
Right.
Please go ahead and set up the other camera so I know it works. And then when you leave, tell G he should not go downstairs at all.
The one with the Tekken app?
No, the one that was in Timothy's room that we pulled out and is now stuck to a box. I think it's still on my desk downstairs.
Oh, okay.
Set that up in my room. I am the only one that has the app for that. That way I can watch G and not worry about him seeing Timothy like this.
KK.
Please check and make sure he has not fallen asleep. I would prefer if you managed to turn him around so I could see his face on camera in the bathroom.
KK.
Is he talking to you at all?
No.
Is he seriously trying to make us believe that he can't communicate?
He's full of it.
Could you put the camera in my room on top of the dog crate? And is he responding to you, Timothy, I mean?
Okay, and no, he's W, not Siri.
Can you please force him to respond to you, just to make me feel a little better? Be honest with me. Are you worried about him at all, or is it all a bunch of BS like it has been for days?
It's the same old BS.
So you're not worried at all?
Nope. If I wasn't so angry, then maybe. And that's a big if.
Okay, let me rephrase that question then. Do you honestly believe we should be worried?
IDK. I'm just tired of him being such a nuisance. Also, I called work and told them I'd be late.
Okay, I'm really sorry. I hope they are not upset with you.
Nope.
If you think G will behave himself and stay upstairs, you can try to go to work before I get home. I would recommend starting to look for an Uber in about 30 minutes, though.
Are you sure? Because I can and will stay till you get home.
I really want to say go, but I have my concerns, of course. I don't know. I will trust you to make a good judgment that won't negatively affect your work.
KK.
Just let me know what you decide, please. I know it would mean getting down there very early, but I'm willing to drop you off in Grand Haven before I head to work tomorrow morning. You could stay at Starbucks across the street.
KK, let me know when you're headed home.
Please let work know that we will definitely have your e-bike fixed one way or another by your shift on Sunday. Please let them know, request, beg that your hours not be cut because of this. Okay, thank you. If you are staying, could you please stay on his case? It looks like he's trying to go to sleep, and I don't have the time to yell at him from work and actually get stuff done here.
Yep.
Yeah, please go down there now because it looks like he's trying to sleep. He turned away from the camera so I can't see if he's trying to sleep or now.
He's not.
If you're going to be there, why don't you go ahead and run another cold bath and stick him in it? You will have to stay downstairs in the bathroom with him, but I can keep an eye on G. Just leave G with the keys or he can unlock the freezer if he needs anything.
How is that going to help?
It's going to make him miserable. Feel free to tell him that once he stops acting like this, he can get out of the cold bath.
Isn't he already? And it's all he's doing.
Yes, but this will make him more miserable. You might want to try the bathroom floor with a rag towel when you go to do that, though, so you don't have to worry about sleeping on the water on the floor. Try, not try. And try to force him to talk to you. We both know he can.
His eyes do have a slightly glazed look.
There we have another photo attached to the, this is People's 36C.
But he smirked. You can make your eyes glaze over by staring for too long. Yeah, it just looks like he's been staring at something too long. You said he smirked?
Never in my life have I ever wanted to beat someone so bad.
Trust me, I understand right now, but you have to calm down. He's only making it worse for himself. Crazy idea. Ask G if he wants some pizza rolls and heat up a set of pizza rolls and take one downstairs and offer it to Timothy and see what he does. Put it right in front of his mouth, but be ready to yank it back if he tries to eat it.
KK.
And by the way, I did not intend for you to put the tech and camera in my room. Please move that back downstairs where it was before you leave or before I take you to work. The one on top of the crate is perfect.
Okay.
Even if G doesn't want pizza rolls right away, he will want them eventually. It's worth it to heat some up just to try that. Hold it right in front of his lips. How much do you want to bet he's going to try to eat it?
A lot.
Agreed. Please do that and get back down there to make sure he's not falling asleep. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's trying to fall asleep. You're going down there? I gave you time to cool off.
I'm waiting for the pizza roll.
KK. So how is he reacting now? It looked like he tried to grab something or do something with his arm.
He's not. He's Krill being stubborn. Still, WTF.
I really don't understand it, considering we know it's all fake.
Yeah.
Please make sure you keep bugging him so he doesn't try to go to sleep like that. Maybe force his mouth open and put some hot sauce in there, considering everything he's put us through.
KK.
Does he blink when you smack him on the side of the face? And I don't mean hard smack.
Yes.
He doesn't realize that that wouldn't happen if there were something really wrong with him. Did he swallow it or try to spit it out?
He swallowed.
Yeah, he's just fine. He's just being an absolute butthead. Get his arm out from under his head like that. He doesn't get to be comfortable like that. He gets no padding whatsoever for his head if it's going to hang his head sideways. Please keep an eye on him. I'm willing to bet he's going to move to adjust himself soon. Is it mean to ask you to turn his body slightly where he said would go over the side of the top backwards? That would be even less comfortable. He just adjusted to make himself more comfortable. Perfect. He thinks he can outlast us. Are you still down there watching him?
Yes.
He's moved a little bit to make it less uncomfortable. Yeah, he's moved a couple of times now to try to get more comfortable. Am I imagining things, or has he already moved a little bit again?
I'm done. I can't deal with him anymore.
Why are you saying that? How can he lay there like that for any length of time? Ugh. If you need to put clothes in the dryer, please do real quick.
He's doing this to tick us off and make us give up. And at this point, I'm ready to beat him within an inch of death and go to work.
And that is exactly what he wants you to do. He will not last us. I can promise you that. I have the screen muted because I have to right now, but feel free to let him know that he will not outlast us, and that comes directly from me. But definitely time to switch the loads anyway, so take some deep breaths and go do that. Is he still acting like he's staring straight ahead?
Yes.
This is getting beyond pathetic, but he will not win this. Not gonna happen. Sorry, had to step out of my office for a couple of minutes. Did you swap the loads?
Yes.
Might be time to dump more cold water. Just make sure it doesn't go outside the tub. And maybe force him to drink some more. Did you say something after my comment about showing it's fake?
Yes.
What did you say? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
I just agreed.
Oh, okay. Crazy thought. Tell him if he actually sits up by himself and stays sitting up, he will get some pizza rolls. Don't tell him it's only two rolls, and I'm okay if they are frozen rather than cooked.
Okay.
Calm down, sweetie. He is trying to get a reaction out of you. Just splash water on him occasionally for now. I will let you know when I am on my way home. I have to stop for gas on the way, or I will run out about 15 miles from home. But I will make that a very quick stop and grab you and then head out. He's determined to be a pain, isn't he? Odd question. He's ticklish, isn't he?
Yeah.
He just moved his head, by the way. Go tickle him mercilessly.
Well, he was ticklish.
Wouldn't surprise me if he had enough determination to resist right now. Was worth a shot. Like I said, he's moving his head.
Dot, dot, dot. I'm done. I'm not dealing with him for another second today, or I might snap.
Chill out and just keep an eye on him so he doesn't sleep, and keep doing the splash of water occasionally, please. And keep an ear out for the dryer so you know when your clothes are dry. Calm down. You're okay. try dealing with all of this from a distance. Just do whatever asked as far as keeping him awake and splashing him with water, and you'll be fine. If you need to wander away for a minute, go move that one camera back downstairs where it was, and then please take it to the shower curtains off the bar in that downstairs bathroom for tonight so he doesn't have those to cover up with. I'm serious about making him sleep in here tonight. There tonight. Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Okay, I got it.
When you go to remove the shower curtain, please remove everything else from that bathroom that he could mess with. He's not getting diddly squat to mess around with tonight.
Okay.
And he needs cold water dumped on him at least one more time before I get there. I was talking to you on camera. Is he still trying to stare off into space?
Yes.
He's still breathing, right? I just have to ask. He's doing enough to make you paranoid, even though we know it's fake.
Yes, he is.
You know, if this were just a matter of him being tired, he would have got enough rest sitting and laying there that he would be fine right now. It just further confirms how fake he is being and how horrible he's being, honestly. Please make sure you both move the other camera and clear out that bathroom before I have to leave work. I have a couple of places I want you to call about your bike while you're waiting for me to get home.
Okay.
I wonder how it will feel to have that hot sauce on your private parts. I'm not saying touch him there, not at all, but dripping a little bit there. Is that horrible?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Does that mean you're willing to try it?
No.
Okay. Well, I need to lose the attitude with me at least. I didn't do anything here. You need to lose the attitude, Siri. Okay, I understand that you're frustrated. I am also frustrated beyond measure. What I don't understand is why you haven't done either of the two things I told you to do before 5 p.m. when I have to leave work.
Okay.
Considering you're not sitting over him and haven't been for quite a while, I'm willing to bet he has slept at least some when he shouldn't have been able to.
Nope, he's still awake.
You're not thinking about the whole picture in the fact that he can probably hear you walking in, but anyway, I'm not going to go there right now. Close the bathroom door for now, please. I'm not watching him on my way home, but you can just stay close by and listen for anything like the water turning on or anything stupid like that, and then I will turn the camera back on once I pick you up.
Okay. Let me know when you are headed out.
I will leave at 5, but I will need to stop for about 5 minutes to get a little bit of gas.
There's a break there, and just to confirm that last section that you read before the last break, that all occurred on what date?
July 5.
And that was a time period from about noon to about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, and then the next section, then July 5, for clarity, is the day before Timothy was found deceased.
That's correct. We're on July 5 at 5:09 p.m.
And someone is suddenly moving their head more.
User busy. Not even a voicemail. Tried several times.
Okay. Getting gas now. Please tell G to stay in my room till I get home. Question mark.
KK. Sorry, just got that.
Okay, please check in on Timothy one more time before you go. I should be home in probably right around 10 minutes.
KK.
I am not going to pull in the garage. You will need to come out the front door and lock it real quick.
Okay. Are you here?
Not yet.
KK.
Did you check on him?
Yes.
Notice how he had the strength to sink down like that?
Right.
Still staring?
Yep.
He apparently decided to go big or go home today. Just beyond ridiculous.
I have a break there, and that break occurs at what time on the
At 5:56 p.m. Then our next one starts on July 5 at 11:49 p.m.
Please set your alarm for 6 a.m. I ended up dragging him back to his small room because I wasn't going to risk him having access to the tub or other things overnight. He's still trying to be stupid, but I will tell you more tomorrow while I take you to work, describing how many different ways I proved that he's still faking. He's still doing it, though. It's beyond ridiculous.
We have a break, and then our next text is on July 6 at 6:09 a.m.
Time to get up, and please check on Timothy on your way upstairs. Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Text messages, and again, for the record, that is People's Exhibit 36, previously admitted, Judge.
All right.
Thank you, Jared. Detective Baum can sit down and stand at this point.
Okay, thank you, Detective Baum. Any additional questions for Detective Hoeksema?
I do have just a couple more questions, Judge, and
okay.
Just for discreet as possible about this, but there are a couple more photographs that I need, Lieutenant Hoeksema, that I didn't.
Okay.
Let me ask a couple of questions before I do that. Lieutenant, you just read a series of text messages. I don't want to talk about all of them, obviously, but let's just talk about the text messages from July 5th. And there are multiple references to cold water and the bath. Was that your understanding of those text messages?
That's correct.
And that was, again, July 5th was literally the day before Timothy was discovered early the next morning to be deceased. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And the last message from Ms. Vander Ark indicated that at around 11:30 or so, she dragged him out of there and put him in the small room.
That's correct.
Again, the small room, from your understanding, is what?
The closet in the basement next to his bed.
Now, these are very difficult photos. I know you've had an opportunity to see these before, but for the record, these are People's 33, 34, and 35. Starting with People's 33, if you could identify that photograph for the jury.
That is the deceased Timothy Ferguson lying on the floor of the bottom level of the basement.
And did that appear to be roughly the same condition in which you observed Timothy Ferguson when you were at the residence on July 6th of this year?
Yes.
And he's fully clothed in that picture, is that correct?
That's correct.
What's he actually wearing, for the record?
He's wearing a black sweatshirt and blue jeans.
And again, you had occasion to observe Timothy roughly in that condition when you were present, is that correct?
That's correct.
People's Exhibit 34.
This is a photograph of the deceased, Timothy Ferguson, lying on the floor with his sweatshirt pulled up, exposing his chest area.
And People's 35.
This is a photograph of the deceased, Timothy Ferguson, his back with his sweatshirt pulled up, exposing his spine and shoulder blades.
And all three of these photos were taken while he was on the floor of the basement area of that home, is that correct?
Correct, at the scene of the incident.
We'll just take a moment and let the jury have an opportunity to review those photographs. Lieutenant, I just have a couple of other quick clarification questions. And for the record, the text messages that you have just read are the portion that you have just read is contained in this binder, People's Exhibit number 36. Is that your understanding?
Yes.
And this represented excerpts of text messages, again, that you and Detective Om read between the defendant and Paul Ferguson from February to roughly the day that Timothy was found deceased. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Now, there's a second binder. This is People's Exhibit number 37, much larger binder containing more pages here. This contains, what is your understanding that this contains, that we have gone through?
Further text messages between the defendant and her son, Paul Ferguson, regarding Timothy.
And that is People's Exhibit number 37 for clarification's sake, and we're not reading that entire portion, that's substantially larger, but these are just text messages between Paul Ferguson and Shonda Vander Ark regarding Timothy Ferguson, is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Roberts. Mr. Johnson, any cross-examination?
Thank you. Okay. Be right with you, Lieutenant.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
A couple questions. Way back when you started your testimony this morning, you were shown a number of photographs, and I have photograph number 15. May I approach, Your Honor? Okay. And you described that as a photograph of the interior of the pantry. Is that correct?
Correct.
And there weren't any locks on that particular door, were there?
Not that I observed.
And there's foodstuffs on that in the pantry as well, correct?
Yes.
For the record, what sorts of foods do you see there? Cereals?
Yep, crackers, soup, cereal, some salad dressing, bread, maybe some Chex Mix, ramen noodles, large variety of options.
Thank you. Secondly, and I just want to talk to you about that alarm that you came back and it wasn't there on the door. You know the one I'm talking about?
On the small room door, yes.
Yes, on the small room door, there's an alarm. And when you folks came back, was it for the first, when you came back for the first search warrant or the second one? It wasn't there.
It was missing when we arrived for the second search warrant.
Okay. So the first search warrant is there, second one it is not. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And in between those two times, all the police officers left the home, and there were just the residents of that home remained. Is that correct?
After our execution of the first search warrant, all the police officers left the home.
Okay. And we know this because we've looked at this thing, but let's make sure we're clear. You're in the home. The officers are in the home, correct?
Yes.
The area in question, the basement area, is secured by another police officer, correct?
Yes.
And while you're still there, a search warrant is received, correct? You're given permission to search the home?
Yes. While we were there, we obtained a search warrant.
So there was no time in between your initial arrival and the first search warrant when the police weren't in that home?
Correct.
Okay. So then after the first search warrant, you departed the home, correct?
Correct.
And then the second search warrant, you came back?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, and in between the first and second one, there were no police officers there?
That's correct.
When were the cameras seized?
The cameras were
seized? The video cameras. If they were.
I believe they were seized on the second search warrant.
Okay. And let me make sure I'm correct. When I say seized, I mean taken by the police.
Yeah, pursuant to the search warrant.
And were there any of the cameras, from your recollection of the scene and the evidence, were any of the video cameras removed and unavailable for that second search warrant? As far as you know.
As far as I know, there were cameras that remained. I can't say if any were taken because I wouldn't know if they were gone.
Okay. But you noticed this one was gone. The one in the bedroom, the alarm was gone.
The alarm, yes, the alarm was gone.
Okay, you noticed the alarm was gone, correct?
Yes.
But you didn't notice if any of the other cameras were gone, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and were there pictures taken before you left the first time and before you left the house the first time and then came back the second time? Were there photographs taken?
There are photographs taken on both search warrants, yes.
Okay, so when you compared the two photographs, were any of the video cameras missing from the first search warrant to the second one?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, so the only one missing is the alarm, as far as you know.
Yes.
Okay, and we're talking about an alarm, correct? An alarm, door opens, the alarm goes off.
Correct.
How would you term that type of device? An alarm?
Just a door alarm?
A door alarm.
Entry
fine.
Alarm?
We'll use door alarm, because I may. Okay, so a door alarm was taken, was missing.
Correct.
As far as you know, did that alarm, that door alarm, have any video capability?
Not that I have no idea.
Okay, you have no idea. And you didn't see it in the photographs you have, you don't see a hole for a camera, correct?
I didn't suspect it of being able to take video.
Okay. And during the course between the first and second visits by the police, there were two adults in that house, is that correct?
I don't know who was in the home while we were not there.
Okay, all right. So there could have been even other people in there, correct?
As far as I know, yes. Okay.
I don't have any further questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. And redirect.
Lieutenant, Mr. Johnson was asking you about the photo of the pantry, and it did not appear that there was an alarm on the pantry. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And there was food inside the pantry, correct?
That's correct.
I'm going to ask you to reread the section of... Oh, you have the...
Yes, I still have those.
Excellent. Turn page 5093.
5093?
Yes. It's from May 26th of 2022.
Okay.
All right. And then starting with that second text, if you could read that portion for the jury again.
This is from the defendant to Paul Ferguson. Almost freaking caught him. I want all food in the fridge, freezer, or pantry, and those locked.
And then what's Paul's response to that?
It is. He just pulled the pantry door lock.
And the response to that is?
What do you mean he just pulled it? Did he take it off?
And Paul's response?
Yes. The part that attaches to the wall is dangling right now due to sticky loss.
And finally her response?
Okay, get another one on it right away. Last I saw, they were on the floor in a bag in my room.
So at least in that text exchange, Ms. Vander Ark is referring, and Paul is referring to the fact that Timothy has ripped the alarms off of the pantry door, correct?
That's my understanding.
But her insistence was that all the food in the pantry, the freezer, and the fridge be locked away.
Yes.
And that was in April of 2022.
That's correct.
Mr. Johnson was also asking you about the alarm being removed from the door lock and whether or not any cameras were seized. You did seize a number of cameras from that residence, is that correct?
That's correct.
Did you attempt to obtain any footage from those cameras, either yourself or other detectives associated with the case?
Yes.
And with the exception of a memory card in one of those, were you able to retrieve any footage from those cameras?
No.
Can you explain to the jury why not?
Many of those cameras did not have their own storage capabilities. They were they utilized a cloud service to view. You could view it on your phone through a camera app. And there were no way that we could recover any of those video files without access to the cloud services, which we didn't know.
But again, none of the cameras, I believe there might have been one camera that had some internal storage. The rest of the cameras did not have any internal type of storage device on them that you could have pulled a memory card, a flash drive, or anything like that and viewed the footage. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And again, some of those cameras at least may have been left for Ms. Vander Ark or anybody else that was inside the residence after the execution of the first search warrant.
That's correct.
Any additional questions?
If I may, based on...
Okay. You may.
Lieutenant, you just read an excerpt from the emails from my client to her son, Paul, correct?
The text messages, yes.
Okay, thank you. Text messages. And those were in April, correct?
Correct, April.
And based on what I'm hearing from your testimony, it sounds like my client is instructing Paul to put another lock on that door, is that pantry door?
That's my understanding of the messages, yes.
When did the new lock go on?
I cannot say.
Yeah, was there a lock on there when the police got there?
I did not observe a lock.
So we don't know if a new lock was ever put on, do we?
I do not know that.
Thank you.
But you do know from the text message where Ms. Van Ark told Paul that extra locks were, right?
Yes.
In her bedroom?
Yeah, apparently she had extra locks available in a bag on the floor of her bedroom.
Thank you.
Mr. Johnson?
Nothing further.
I believe we do have some jury questions for this witness. Mr. Weaver, can you retrieve those?
Are we going to review those with you?
Yeah, we're going to go over to the... Yep, as soon as we get up here. All right, Detective Hooks, now the first question. It says, cameras, where is the screen to see what happens on said cameras?
If you know.
As far as I'm aware, the cameras, they didn't have screens available to them. It was, like I said before, they were all, a lot of them were webcams that you could view live time from your personal device, be it a tablet, cell phone. So it would be, if you had access to the cloud services, you could view the cameras.
Okay. Second question, how many zip ties are missing from the bag?
That's a very good question, which I wish I could provide you with an answer with. Unfortunately, never counted the zip ties in the bag.
Okay. Third question, how long does the ice maker take to make the ice?
I don't know the answer to that question.
who had the keys to the shackles?
One of the photographs we showed that had keys on it, there were handcuff keys on that key ring. So that did include some of the handcuff keys. I don't know if there were any other keys throughout the home, but those are the ones I found.
Okay. There were two additional questions. One had already been asked, and the additional one, it was determined by the court to ask for speculation by this particular witness. So court will not ask those two. Mr. Roberts, any follow-up questions to those questions?
Just briefly, Your Honor. Yeah. And I guess I'll start with the key question. You said that the keys that you discovered that we have a photograph of does contain a handcuff key. Is that correct?
Correct.
And those were located inside the residence?
That's correct.
Were they located on any particular person or just in the residence?
When I photographed them, I believe they were on top of the chest freezer. So I did not locate them on anybody when I photographed them. They were just on the freezer.
Okay. Now, if you could turn on your exhibit to page 4227, we'll briefly reread a section for the jury. It might clarify some of the question about the zip ties. Okay. And if you could start with, I think you could start with the second text messages, probably. The first one from the defendant.
So how has he been disobedient?
Yeah, and then if you just read through to the first, to the break on this section.
He just won't listen or does something. I didn't tell him he could. He just tried claiming his zip cuffs were too tight when I couldn't even tighten them to where there's no room for his wrists. Leave them as they are, and I will check them when I get home, and you can tell him that. And if he lied about it, or lied about that, he gets himself in even more trouble. And Paul, okay, and I already checked because I knew they were tightened. If they were tightened, it was his doing. The defendant, you know what? We will start cutting off the ends once they are tight, and so we can't do that. Defendant, he can't do that. Siri. And Paul Ferguson, okay.
And this text exchange takes place when?
On March the 4th in the evening.
So this is 4 months prior to Timothy's death?
That's correct.
Mr. Johnson, any follow-up questions on this?
Thank you. Lieutenant, you mentioned that you found a key ring with a handcuff key attached to it. Is that correct?
I didn't find them. I photographed them, but they were found, yes.
Okay. I'm confused. I heard these devices described as cuffs, leg cuffs, and are they leg cuffs or handcuffs? How would you describe them?
I would refer to them as leg shackles.
Leg shackles.
A larger diameter designed to go around somebody's ankles with a longer chain so that they can walk.
Would a handcuff key that you found on the key ring operate leg shackles?
Yes.
Okay.
As far as I'm aware, they all use the same type of handcuff key that all we use as the police officers.
Are the keys differentiated? In other words, like my house key is different from my neighbor's house key, or will one key fit all?
One handcuff key would fit all. They're all the same. That way officers can unlock other officers' handcuffs. They're not specific to a certain pair of cuffs. Okay.
But you found them they were found on the a countertop and not on a person, is that correct?
When I photographed them, I believe they were on the top of the chest freezer.
Okay. Did you seize those keys? Did you see the keys and the key ring? Were those seized as evidence?
They were not.
All right. Thank you.
Any follow-up, Mr. Roberts? May this witness be excused, Mr. Roberts?
He's my investigating
officer. Standing, stand down, but not excused.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Detective. Mr. Roberts, you can call your next witness.
The next witness is Paul Gabriel. Paul Ferguson. I apologize. Paul Ferguson. I believe he's in the back. I don't know if you want to take a break now. This would be the last witness for the day. I will say that, so we could take a break and then just go through Mr. Ferguson's testimony and be done.
We'll take a real quick break. Let's take about a 5 minute break just to get him in position. I don't want to take a longer break just because if we start now, it's going to be 2.5 or 2 minutes. It's going to be quite a long time, so I don't want to do that. So let's just take a quick 5 minute break. Please rise. All right, maybe seated. Anything for the record before we recess, Mr. Roberts?
Your Honor, just briefly, and for the record, Mr. Johnson's aware of this. Mr. Ferguson obviously is charged. I will go over at the beginning of his testimony with him the extent of any plea agreement with our office. His attorney, Mr. Alvin Brady, is present in the courtroom and certainly will give him an opportunity to consult with Mr. Alvin Brady. I don't know if Mr. Alvin Brady's had a chance to go talk to him now to see if he has any questions before he comes on the stand, but
okay.
I'm sure the sheriff's deputies will allow that to take place if that needs to happen, but that's it.
The record should reflect Mr. Joshua Alden Brady is in the present in the courtroom. Mr. Alden Brady, do you need to speak with your client prior to him testifying?
Yeah, I'd like to check with him briefly. I did speak with him yesterday, so I'm not anticipating, okay. But I certainly want to check with him before.
All right, certainly. So after we recess, we'll have you step back and talk to him. Mr. Johnson, any issues for the record prior to the court's recess?
No, sir, thank
All
you.
All right, we're in recess. Thank you.
There's more to come in the trial of Shanda Vander Ark. Here from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Stay with us.